Blog Talk Radio.
Ability falls in their laps. I, for one, don't think that's fair. I, for one, think that more lessons need to be done at home in the very beginning. But that does not mean that it alleviates the responsibilities of the people who are with our kids the biggest majority of the day. Let's face it. They're with our kids in those very formative years a lot more than they're with us. So lots of responsibilities. And Joel has some kind of cool ideas about ways to widen that learning horizon, ways to include some of the things that are missing right now with the three R's. And, of course, I also believe, and we've talked about this on the show, that training and understanding what's important is not always something that just comes with being alive. People don't always know what's important. As a matter of fact, we have discussions every day about how people put more importance on having a brand new car instead of a good relationship, or a fancy house instead of a home. These things are all kind of our shortcomings. And if we can teach our kids in the beginning, they won't fall into this place of it's more important about what other people think of you than how proud you are of yourself. It doesn't even make sense. I hope this is Joel. Joel, if this is you at the number that's in, please press 1 on your phone so that I know it's you and let you in.
Hey, Rainey, it's Michelle.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
How are you doing?
Rainey, it's Joel. Did you hear me? Hello?
Hey, Joel, this is Shelley. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, this has happened a couple times at the show. I think you and I both need to call back in. Because a couple times I called in last week, and then I lost Rainey. I call back in, we get right back in. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call right back into the show. Rainey, can you hear me? Rainey, I'm hearing the word unmuted, but I'm not hearing the show. If you can hear me, I'm going to try to call in one more time.
Joel? Very strange. Are you there now? If you are, push 1 on your phone. I apologize, everybody, for those of you that are listening out there. This must sound very like amateur hour. We've been doing this almost a year now, and I don't think this has ever happened on a morning. There have been mornings when I couldn't get in at all, but never had this happened. Shelley, are you there now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, and I keep just losing Joel. He dials in, and then it's there, and then it's gone again. I see you're on your cell phone this time, though, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But see, this has been happening to me for about a week, so maybe you might want to check with tech support, because that's why I keep losing you every 15 minutes, and it happened to me twice on my cell phone, too. So there's something with the signal that's dropping people. I thought it was my phone, but evidently not, since it's happening to Joel also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to talk about education today. I'm hoping he's going to try one more time.
Are you still there?
I hear you.
Okay, I heard that, but you see, you blanked out again for about 15 seconds, and then you came back. If you can hear me, I'm going to call back in one more time on my home phone, and I'm just going to leave it on, because apparently you're coming in and out. So I'm going to call back in on my home phone.
And we will try to be back online tomorrow morning, and hopefully Joel can join us again. If he can't, I will make another date with him for another time. Okay, so now he's telling me that something else happened. Okay. Are you there, Elise?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I'm Shelley. Are you there
yes,
now,
I'm
too?
Here. Yeah.
The only one that can't get through, apparently, is Joel. So I hope he tries again. He's saying that there are no shows scheduled. So I don't know what the deal is. He was dialing the right number because I was hearing him. So I think if he can't get back in, we'll save the educational program for when he can call back in. And when I get off today, I'll call technical support and see what's going on. But I'm glad I have Shelley and Elise with me this morning. And kind of what I'd like to talk about with the two of you, again, goes to the rehab centers that are available for kids. And this is such a huge topic and such an opportunity for us to really discuss this at length. Elise, you've done some more research. Do you have anything that you can tell our listeners in regard to some other options?
Well, the only place that I learned about, I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
Okay. The only place that I've learned about is Sandy Pines, and as it turns out, this is in Tequesta, Florida. I had known about them. I just forgot about them because my husband had called them up when we were looking for an inpatient rehab center, and they had no beds. So that was really the problem that we were running up against locally, was that there were waiting periods of up to 3 months for some of these local inpatient rehab facilities. And that is why I started looking down in Broward County and then found the place Inspirations. However, if a child is not willing to go there, and I mean willingly, it becomes an issue because then you can't help them, or at least you can't try. We're just in the same that we started with because we have the same things going on, maybe a little less crazy, but nonetheless still feel like we're not getting anywhere fast.
Well, and didn't we find out that one of the reasons a lot of our rehab centers and a lot of the places that are supposedly out there to help people with various addictions don't want to deal with young people under the 18 for one reason, because they're probably a bigger liability. For another reason, they have to contend with parents, and some of us are not the easiest to contend with when it's about our children.
Right.
Some of the reasons that we've heard as to why of the established places don't want to deal with them. Is that a true fact?
Yeah. Now, you have to listen again to what exactly was said, but when I asked the question, why are there so many 18 and over rehab places, but for the children or the young adolescents that are 17 and under, the answer was basically that they are a huge liability and people just don't want to take that responsibility and legal liability on, and it was said that basically the parents are a pain in the butt and there's just too much at risk. And I'm sure it has something to do with money, too. I don't know.
I guess
not
they
clear
must
yet.
Feel that once they're dealing with somebody that's 18 or older, they're just dealing with that person, but they don't have any liability to another party. And if they take a minor in, they're really dealing with the minor and the parents because of legal issues, because now they're taking guardianship on of that child. I can see their point. I don't like it, but I can see where they're coming from in that.
Well, sure. Look at what happened, you know, with our son. He escaped. He once he heard that he didn't have a choice, he ran away from the center. So what do we have to do? We had to file a missing persons report, and he was gone. And I looked at them, and I said, why haven't you called the cops yet? Actually, it took a little bit to call the cops. I just had no clue what was going on. This was the first time for my husband and I to go through this. And
wow.
I could see, you know, I could see the liability, because if he ran off and got hit by a car or something, I mean, they were already saying, well, he wasn't checked in, so he's not ours, you know. So it was almost like we were caught between a rock and a hard place. You know, here's our son. We needed him to get detox, so they would not accept him in there. We couldn't get him to get detox because that would mean bringing him to the hospital, and the only way to get him there was to force him there through these police officers. And even once we called the police officers, they didn't show up for 2 hours. So the whole thing, you know, I just saw a completely broken system, completely. And although they were very nice at the rehab center, and eventually, you know, 3 hours later when we eventually did Baker Act our son at the local hospital, and again, I guess that took 3 hours for the cops to come back again, the people on the team at the rehab center were very nice. They visited our son at the hospital in the following day. But one of the lead guys actually said to Steve, and I don't know if I told you this, Rini, but he said when Steve, you know, had some qualms about the way our son was being treated like a dog at the hospital, we saw our son unraveling, you know, before our eyes as we continued to visit over the four-day period. And my husband had said to the lead guy at the rehab place, this just isn't right, the way they're treating him. And the guy said, well, you know, he is there because he, you know, did some bad stuff, or, you know, he basically, I forgot the exact words, I wrote it in the article. And then he said, well, do you think your child deserves special treatment? So that's when my husband started seeing a disconnect between, you know, with the whole relationship of the hospital and the place that was supposed to help us. And there's a lot of tough love out there, but tough love in the wrong way. You know, our kid went in there with issues, and they were just beating him down more and more to the point where he was screaming at us, he's going to commit suicide. And, you know, I've been through a suicide in my husband's family, and I know that this was not a self-inflicted suicide, you know, person who's being suicidal. It was him being pushed over the edge where he was sick and on drugs and being mistreated to the point where he escaped, and we were okay with it. We were happy he got out. So
wow.
On every angle, this is just wrong.
Well, tell us again who made that comment to you, well, after all, he did do something wrong. Who said that?
That is one of the – I'm not going to say his name, and I actually don't even – oh, I do know his name. He is one of – let me ask my husband. The lead guy who said what he said, what's his position at that rehab facility in Broward? He doesn't know what I'm talking about. The gentleman, he's just one of the people who abdicates or goes in front of the court system to help the kids that have any kind of arrest or any kind of juvenile situation, he's just the person that, you know, helps out and represents, and a very, very nice man. I mean, these people were super, super compassionate in that sense, but when we started having trouble with the hospital, you know, he was the liaison, I guess, between the hospital and the rehab center, and, well, he wasn't the liaison, but he was just someone that was there to help us. Okay. Steve says he had nothing to do with that, but I know that he did say to Steve when Steve, you know, voiced his opinion, he deals with the courts, is what Steve just said. So he basically said, your son is there because of bad behavior. What do you expect? This is, you know, they've got to be tough on them. These kids need to be told. They need to be shown the way. So I've been looking for a rehab facility that's going to take a different approach. Are you there, or did I lose the line?
No, I can still hear you.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure. I'm just looking for that different.
apparently, we're not hearing Rainey again. She's probably still hearing us, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if the rest of the audience is hearing us. So that's the interesting. When we lose Rainey, I wonder if we're not being broadcast anymore.
Maybe it's time to find a new broadcast company.
No. Well, I mean, Block Talk Radio is a very, very good company. Evidently, they're having technical issues. It could be with Rainey's dashboard. She's going to have to get that checked out. Because this started happening with my phone last week, but because I switched to a different phone, I thought it was my issue. And evidently,
I had the same
now,
issue.
You know, so evidently now it might be an issue with the dashboard. She's just got to call tech support and get them to make some adjustments. I'm sure it's probably something very simple.
Okay.
You know.
Well, anyway, so I'm just basically, you know, trying to join forces with Rainey, and I found locally, believe it or not, right where I live, a wonderful, wonderful place, but they're 18 and over, and I'm hoping to make a difference, people that are going through what I'm going through with the younger age bracket, and when the calls come in, unlike what happened to me when I called them, the person that said, well, we're 18 and over, we can't help you, but you could call this place in Navarre, Florida. And I did call that place, but the costs were pretty high with insurance. And so that was a dead end. So I hope to be able to field some of these calls down the road for this particular nonprofit called Angel Watch. And there is another inpatient rehab that does some great things, and they are for the older group.
Uh-huh.
Angels Recovery is their name. They're a first-class addiction treatment center, and they're a platinum five-star facility. And I've been there. I actually took a tour of the house the other day, and it's magnificent. You'd think you're in Bel Air, California, you know, Beverly Hills. This is located, it's considered Loxahatchee, but it's really not far deep into the woods, Loxahatchee. It's more Wellington.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's really not that far for people from West Palm or Boca. I mean, it's a very good location for Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And their philosophy is very different. They take a TLC approach. I mean, completely tender, loving care with no judgments placed on you. You know, they don't make people feel like they're subpar.
Right.
They treat everyone with the dignity and respect that these particular people really need. You know, you get to a situation where you're that bad to get admitted into a place like that or to check yourself in. You're admitting a problem, which takes a lot of guts, and it takes a long time for some people to come around to that. And the last thing that you want to do is start giving them tough love and, you know, we'll show you what you need. It's got to be the complete opposite. And, you know, that's what I hope to make a difference with, joining forces with Rainey. I met
right.
Rainey several years ago through her work with, I don't remember the name, Nancy Friedman. She has a nonprofit in Loxahatchee with ponies and magical ponies.
Nancy Fried Tobin. She has the Good Earth mm-hmm. Farm.
There you go. And
yeah.
I met Rainey through that. And I always knew that we were going to do something together. I just never knew what it would be.
Aww.
So, you know.
Girls,
you know.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Shelley? Elise,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Yeah,
we've been
well,
on the show the whole time, Reen. We lost you, but
yeah,
we kept talking.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing you, but you just couldn't hear me for whatever reason.
Right.
And I have four phones here in the house, so I went around and kept trying different.
Aw. Oh, jeez. Oh, for God's sake.
Did we lost her again?
No. Randy, are you there?
All right. So, Shelley, what do you think? What is the topic? If I can help out, I'm here to help you out. So.
Well, the main thing that we're talking about is solutions for younger kids. So, I mean, centers, if there's any kind of a rehab center out there, obviously that's the type of thing we're looking for. I had given Rainey an 800 number, which I think she's going to try to call.
Hello?
The line is no good.
And she got kicked off. Hi there, this is Elise. Not sure if you can hear me, but I got kicked off. No, I was talking about Angel Recover. I did mention. Well, what happened was I... Hello?